Were you specializing in a certain kind of nursing at that time?
At that time, I wasn't. I was doing medical surgical nursing. I worked on a medical surgical floor. That was my second position. I had worked as a chest disease specialist for several years before I actually got my RN. So that was my first time to work in there. And I did specialize later at that same hospital. Actually, I became an IV therapist, and I thought I was the best one out. Mm-hmm. If I couldn't find your vein and give you some fluids, you didn't have any. But yeah, that was my specialty at that time.
So then you did go to Indiana.
I went to Indiana. I was doing nursing again. I was over a facility for geriatrics. I worked part-time hours, probably about 3 days a week. Then I did music the rest of the time.
Were you making money singing?
Oh, a little bit. It was never my goal to make a lot of money. It was just my goal to sing and sing in as many places as I could. I would make a little bit. It was enough to supplement. And nursing then, I was making a bit more money than I had been making prior years. So it was adequate. The days that I was working was adequate to take care of our needs.
Somewhere along here, a gentleman comes into your life and he says, I want you to be my wife.
Yes, this gentleman, Reverend Loomis Dillard. I had gone to Birmingham, Alabama, to a convention. They'd invited me to come and be their convention soloist in this particular denomination. I'd spent about 3 days there singing for them, and they did pay me for that. I met him there, and he walked up and said hi, and then later he called me and told me that I had agreed to go on a lunch date with him. And I told him, you know, that was your first mistake. I don't think I ever agreed to do that, but I went anyway with him and his brother-in-law, his sister's husband, to lunch. And I guess the sister's husband was a chaperone so that we hadn't have an appearance of anything negative going on. Then the next evening, he took me to dinner. I tell everybody, and I want the whole world to know, that dinner was Arby's roast beef sandwich. In recent years, I've discovered that he's always frugal like that. But we did. And when he took me to my room, he stopped at the door and he said, you ever thought about being married to a minister? And I said, no. He said, well, God says you're my wife. And I looked at him as if he lost his mind, said goodnight, and went in and called my best girlfriend and told her this man's crazy. Besides that, I don't even like him, et cetera, et cetera. And he says God told him something, but I want him to know. And I will tell him that God talks to me just like he does to him. I haven't heard any such thing. So that was his story for the next, I think, maybe 8 months. Because he was living in Virginia, and I was living in Indiana. So we talked and communicated by phone. And he wrote. I didn't write, and I didn't call. But he did it all. And now that I know him well, it was costing him a pretty penny to call long distance. You know, long distance was a toll charge at one time. Mm-hmm. And writing, he absolutely hates to write. But he was writing me a letter every week. He was constantly saying the same thing. I think persistence pays off. Finally, I decided to ask God for sure.
And did you get the answer?
Oh, yeah, I got the answer. I did like Gideon. I said, if he's going to be mine and you want me to be his, he'll have to come here because I'm not going there. I'm not going to live in Virginia. And sure enough, the bishop sent him to Indiana.
Okay. And then he became minister of a church there?
Oh, yes. He was minister of a church in Evansville, Indiana.
Is that where you were living?
No, I was living in Indianapolis, which is only about an hour or two from there. But he still came to Indiana. And so I'm going, okay, on that little note, I guess. You've spoken. Obviously, he did. We've been
married now for
36 years.
How old were you then when you got married?
I was in my early 30s, I think.
And how much older is he than you?
He is 10 years older than I am. I'm 72. He's going to be 83 this month.
All right.
He'll have a birthday next week. It's funny because he wouldn't tell anyone for a long time how old he was. And finally, I said, you're just going to have to tell me the truth how old you really are. So.
Oh, he wouldn't even tell you?
Oh, no. I had to find his discharge papers to find out how old he was.
And 10 years was not a big deal to you.
No
after 22.
Idea. Please. And beside that, he is quite a man. He's 6'5" and extremely black and solid. He's a disciplined man because I guess part of the service plus growing up as a farmer's son. He grew up in a little place called Cross Anchor or Spartanburg, South Carolina. He has all of those characteristics of a very strong, determined person. That's probably the person I needed because I'm a very strong, determined person myself.